A small furry animal keeps his home in the thick of the woods. He is an anthropomorphized, lovable, cuddly thing with big, kind eyes. He keeps his appearance very tidy, like a schoolmaster in well-fitted attire. This morning, he walks out to his mailbox to check for a letter he's been waiting for.
Suddenly, much to his surprise, out jumps Kindly Squirrel, his neighbor. Kindly is a nice guy, but he's known to be too kindly, like a squirrel from one thing to another, honestly. Our cuddly protagonist, lovable, thinks Kindly is crazy, to be true. Let's see what Kindly has to say today, shall we?
Yip, yip! Oh, yes, yes, yes. I do reckon I see lovable Fluff coming on down to check his mailbox. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I can't rightly mind it. I better get my nuts ready to stash away. A man needs to keep up on things. And old Lovable, he's an important man. Hey, Lovable, you expecting some mail?
Lovable adjusted his waistcoat, forcing a polite smile. Morning, Kindly. Yes, one very important letter. He glanced at the empty mailbox, then lowered his voice. Though after last night's strange lights between the pines, I'm not sure what I expect anymore. A hush rolled through the trees as a cool wind curled around them. Lovable's ears twitched. Kindly stopped chattering, eyes wide. From deep in the pines came a soft humming, mechanical, steady, nothing like birds or breeze. Lovable whispered, "Kindly, I think the woods are waking up."
Well now, if that humming keeps on humming, I'll have to fetch my Sunday hat. Can't greet mysterious forest hap happenings without proper attire, no sir. Lovable, you hear that? It's like the trees are clearing their throats, Kindly the squirrel said to Lovable Fluff.
And I'll tell you this, said Lovable Fluff, puffing his tidy chest. If that hum-hum-hummity-hum keeps wobbling my whiskers, Kindly Squirrel, I might just march out a whole parade of proper hats to calm it down. The morning sun now illuminating Lovable and Kindly. Lovable's letter was on the ground.